The gathering of 16 of the world's women foreign ministers in Montreal at the end of September was described by many as an historic first. It's the first such gathering to be held in some 20 years. The last time women foreign ministers formally met was at a summit hosted by then US Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, the first woman to hold that position within the US government. Much has changed in the intervening years, as the European Union's Foreign Affairs Commissioner Federica Mogherini explained at a press conference during the summit in Montreal.
The reason why with Chrystia we've been working on this first meeting of the women foreign ministers is because women are generally perceived as victims of conflict, victims of violence, and indeed they are in many parts of the world, everywhere in the world. But they are also key players in society, in economy, in institutions, in foreign policy, but also in defense and other issues. So we wanted to start showing the new normal, which is the group photo we took yesterday on this very same stage, which is that more and more things are as they should be, which means many women in power, we're not afraid of using this word, taking responsibility for decision-making and reflecting together how to collectively exercise these responsibilities to use this power to the benefit not just of women, but of the entire society. This has been the spirit, this has been the philosophy, this has been the way in which we've been working in these two extremely intense days.
The countries represented in Montreal were, from Europe, Andorra, Norway, Sweden, Bulgaria and Croatia. From Central America and the Caribbean, Panama, Costa Rica, Guatemala and St. Lucia, and from Africa, Ghana and South Africa. In many cases, many of the women foreign ministers in Montreal are the first to have held the foreign affairs portfolios within their respective governments, as Canada's foreign minister, Chrystia Freeland, stated in a statement to the summit.
This meeting addressed some of the most pressing issues in the world today. Syria, Ukraine, the genocide of the Rohingya. We know that the empowerment of women and girls makes us all safer and is a central part of resolving those key international crises and many others. That's why Canada has a feminist foreign policy. And we are pursuing an ambitious agenda to deliver results.
At a time when conversations about gender parity in workplaces and elsewhere, for example, are potent, this is the time for a meeting like this to be held, Freeland said. And it was a sentiment highlighted by Chrystia Freeland's announcement that Canada is to create a new ambassadorship to champion many of the issues highlighted by this summit in Montreal.
In the context of that action plan, international and domestic civil society committed to feminism has been telling us that Canada needs to be even more ambitious. And one way to do that is to have a high-level champion for these issues. And that is why I am delighted today to announce that our government will create a new ambassador, an ambassador for women, peace, and security. I'm very excited about this role. Women and girls should not face intimidation, abuse, or worse, for standing up for their rights. Women and girls should have equal rights, respect, and representation, as well as equal access to leadership positions and opportunities. Working together, we can make this a reality. Advancing gender equality is one of the most important ways for our societies to become stronger, our economies and our middle class more prosperous, and our countries, and indeed the entire world, more peaceful and secure.
The forum too meant that countries as diverse as St. Lucia in the Caribbean to Canada and South Africa, who all have women at the helm of their respective foreign ministries at the moment, were all gathered around the same discussion table here in Montreal. Maria Ubach-Font is the Minister of Foreign Affairs for Andorra.
I think that it can be very helpful and help to promote, you know, some political visions in our policy and in the international policy also. I think that can contribute, of course, always, you know, in connection with other international organizations. But I think that it could be something interesting and an input, supplementary input. For us, it's important to be part of this group and to participate for the exchange of views, for the exchange also of experiences within the group of ministers of foreign affairs. The contrast is huge between Andorra and the members and the states that were represented. The contrast is very important. But there is one point that we have in common, and this point is the values of democracy, human rights, rule of law, the fight towards the equality of gender. So those principles are the same, even if we are coming from one country in Africa or from Europe or Asia. So those are the points that we have in common and we have discussed.
And with that, attention turns to the next meeting of the world's women foreign ministers, which is tentatively scheduled to take place once again in Montreal, this time next year. For Monocle in Montreal, I'm Thomas Lewis.